Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
It's our pleasure to have Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves up, and they're going to be singing When I Lay My Isaac Down.
Prayed for the day that God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came the day. God would say, give him back to me. For on this mountain you must prove that it's you and Isaac, or it's me.
This week on the miracles of Calvary. This is going to be part number three of the message. And let me read the text real quickly. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Luke chapter number 23, verse 45 said this, and when the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So the conclusion is that the rent veil is the first event following the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd almost say it this way, as soon as Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, I tell you this, as soon as that took place, I believe the ripping, the renting of the veil began. One of the writers mentioned that it must have happened just about the time when the priest entered the holy part at the evening sacrifice. Can you imagine? Traditionally, going in and doing a service work inside the tabernacle. Now look, you know these priests know what's going on at Calvary. You know, these priests have heard things, but they're ritually going in and doing what they've always done traditionally. Y'all with me tonight? You can do it the same way every time and never get the results you're looking for if you don't have the Savior, amen. They are traditionally going in and they're doing these things, and all of a sudden this peace that's held them from being able to see into the holy things of God, all of a sudden this thing comes absolutely, it is ripped from top to the bottom into peace. And for the first time, these priests that's been working inside this place can see. They can see through. I'm not talking about the high priest. I'm talking about them common priests, amen. They had been working with the bread, working with the candlestick, working with all of the things outside, amen. I'm just talking about this common priest, amen. He's not been allowed to see what's on the inside. Only the high priest has seen that thing, amen. But I tell you one thing about it. They're standing there and all of a sudden that veil, that bit of wall of partition has ripped down, amen, and torn apart, and now it's standing wide open. Can you imagine the conversation that day? What just happened, amen? That moment when the loud cry of the dying Christ said, "It is finished," and as it rung over the heads of the awestruck multitude, that veil was torn asunder. And I'll tell you tonight, we've looked at when the veil was torn, but let's look for just a moment at how the veil was torn. Verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was what? Rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The veil was completely rent. You could say it this way, or torn apart. It was rent from top to the bottom. This was the miracle of the Lord. This was a miracle at Calvary. It's a miracle that come forth from Calvary and the death of Christ. This is not a work of man. This is a work of God. Now think about what I'm saying right there. This was not a work of man. No man could do this. This was a work of God. This was a miracle of the Lord. Now, the other three miracles were all things that were done externally. In other words, the darkness was an external thing. Everybody saw the darkness. Hey, listen, the earthquake, it was felt by everyone. It was external. Amen. The graves coming forth after his resurrection, that was all external. They all seen that. However, this was internal. This broke religion at its finest. While everybody might not have seen it, I'm going to tell you something. God Almighty seen it. The priest saw it, amen, and then recorded about it. Now, I want you to see this. This was a divine miracle. In other words, this was a God thing. There was no human hands involved or visible in this rending. One of the rabbinical writers tells us that the veil was so firmly woven that two teams of oxen pulling in opposite directions with the veil between them could not tear them apart. Two teams of oxen placed in opposite directions could not have rent that veil apart. They told us in Bible college that it was almost the thickness of a phone book. That thing was thick. I mean, it was not. We're not talking about some type of cheap made, amen, hand-me-down quilt, amen, that had been thrown over. No, we're talking about the veil, amen. We're talking about that veil of the temple. I mean, we're talking about beams that held this thing up. Amen. This thing was heavy. It wasn't something, amen, that was a cheaply made. No, it was very, very heavy. And they said two teams of oxen couldn't tear it apart. This was not a work of man. This was a work of God. But notice, not only was this veil rent from top to the bottom, but it was also torn in two pieces. For the Word of God says in Luke chapter 23, verse 45, "And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst." What does that mean, preacher? It was rent in two pieces. M.R. Dehan said that tradition tells us that the priest tried to mend it and to sew it back together, put it all back together again, and were unable because no thread, no cord would hold in the repaired part. It was rent once and for all, forever and forever. They can't put it back together. Thank God, because it was ripped apart by God. The torn veil speaks of this, reconciliation. For sin had broken the fellowship between God and man. We've said this many times in our play. I love what John 2 and 1 says. 1 John 2 and 1, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That word propitiation means this. It signifies the action of appeasing God. Now think about this, friend. What could you do tonight to appease God? I'm telling you something, there's no work in the world that's going to ever appease God. Because what God did was a God thing. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If that work's not good enough for you, your works will never get it done. Amen. So Jesus Christ came to be the propitiation for our sins in order to appease holy God. Think about what happened in the Garden of Eden. Man had sinned in the garden. He disrespected God's rules and God's laws. And so therefore, he crossed God's boundary line and entered into the sin race, friend. He, at that moment, amen, broke the fellowship between God and man. And so there was instituted law and rules and all kinds of things. And by God's laws, man saw who he is. Man saw that he's a sinner in need of a Savior. But Christ did not come just to add another law. Christ came to be the fulfillment of the law, amen, and to appease holy God for our benefit. He's a propitiation for our sin. He came to appease holy God. He came to stand in our place. He took my judgment on Calvary. He took my punishment at Calvary. He took my suffering at Calvary. Amen. He took my darkness at Calvary. Amen. So that you and I could stand before God Almighty and God not kill us dead in his holiness. In fact, I find something amazing. That word propitiation signifying the action of appeasing God. John 14:6 says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you try to go to heaven by yourself, you're going to die in your sins. The only way you can get there is through the blood. Christ is now the way of salvation. Salvation is now through Jesus Christ alone. No longer does it involve any ritual or ceremony with animal sacrifices which were set up in the Old Testament under the law of Moses, which were a figure of things to come. Those things were, listen, the reason why we don't do that anymore is because that law has been fulfilled by the death of Christ on the cross. Jesus is the Lamb of God. You're never going to find another lamb more spotless than Jesus. Amen. Jesus was a Lamb of God that was not sent by man. He was sent by God. Amen. He was not picked out by man. He was appointed by God. Amen. You're not going to get no better than Christ, the Lamb of God. He was sent there to be our sacrifice. And the rent veil means that all people may come to the Holy of Holies and obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. None are shut out. Christ has opened the door to every sinner. I mean, think about how awesome the places that you and I were cut out of as being common sinners. But Christ died for us so that you and I would not be cast out, but that we would be able to be welcomed in. Oh, I think about that. Thank God, amen, on the middle cross. What died for me, amen. A Savior, amen. On the middle cross, we seen God's only begotten Son. On the middle cross, we saw this. We saw Jesus dying and being hung between heaven and hell, amen. On one side, he's God's Son, and on the other side, he's the Son of Man. Thank God. But what you see on the middle cross is the death of a Son who comes and brings us the propitiation to a peace God that we might have fellowship with him once again.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.